Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we really do have an esteemed guest on with us today, 27-year career veteran of CIA analyst from the JFK administration to George Herbert Walker Bush, one of his chief analysts, giving him his morning briefings 6 days a week. And his bio is literally too long to read. He's, of course, got degrees from Georgetown. He's got degrees from Harvard. It just goes on and on. All the different research in Russian studies he's done. And we've got him for another 45 minutes or so, and I want to try to cover as many topics as possible. But right now, Ray, at the end of the last hour, was bringing up the spying and how Bush says he's above the law. But he has these signing ceremonies saying he's above the law and other stuff. He says, even if the Patriot Act doesn't pass, he says, I'm going to still enforce it. He says that he can torture people. He can order the torture. John uses they can torture children. Let's spend a few minutes on that, Ray. I mean, he's not just saying he's above the law and spying. He is declaring Führer-type powers.
Yeah, in German it's the Führerprinzip, the principle of being the leader, the Führer. He's getting this support from Dick Cheney and the lawyers that are attracted to Dick Cheney, David Addington for one, and then this fellow John Yoo. I was listening to John Yoo make a presentation live in Washington here just 2 days ago, and it was really quite a shattering performance because he was saying, the president really has supreme authority over foreign policy. Sure, the Constitution says that Congress can declare war, but let's look at that word declare. That simply means that they openly say, hey, there's a war on. No more than that. Congress doesn't have the power to prevent or authorize war. That's all up to the president. It was the most amazing contravention of everything we all learned.
It's a total lie.
Yeah. And what it's designed to do, of course, is to give the president the powers of a king. Now, for those of your listeners who are a little rusty on how the Constitution was formed by our framing fathers, our founding fathers, the framers of the Constitution, try to remember that these folks, most of them came out of this English experience where, you know, the English king would merrily march their subjects off to war for their own good, of course, but the subjects would have absolutely nothing to say about this. And so the people who fashioned our Constitution at the Constitutional Convention were hell-bent and determined that that would not happen here in this country, and therefore they reserved the right to declare or authorize war to the elected representatives of the people in the Congress and not in the executive.
Yeah, that was one of the major issues in the 10-year debate before the Declaration of Independence, was that we're tired of being subject to the whims of this king. And then you claims that, no, America is about having a king.
Yeah, well, you know, specifically, the authorization of war rests in the first article of the Constitution. Now, in the second article of the Constitution, they say that the president in time of war shall act as commander-in-chief. It doesn't say that the president can declare war or authorize war or anything like that.
Yeah, once Congress declares it and says who the enemy is and levies the funds for it, then the president becomes the commander of Congress's order, empowering him to.
Right. So that's not what John Yoo learned at Harvard Law School and teaches at Berkeley Law School. It's really a travesty. I mean, you can always find a lawyer to tell you what you want to hear. But what happened here, and this is really important, Alex, it started with the torture, okay? What happened right after 9/11 was the president and Cheney and Rumsfeld got together and they said, look, we're going to capture some of these guys.
This was a short segment. We'll have 14 minutes for you to go through this. Let's talk about the Führer principle with our guest, Ray McGovern, high-level CIA analyst, 27 years spanning, what, four administrations. He'll be back with us on the other side, and we'll talk about this because this is 180 degrees from what America is. Okay, I mean, this is ridiculous what they're claiming, and they're claiming it on a host of issues, starting with the torture. We'll detail it with our guest on the other side. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You can link through at InfoWars.com as we defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Some of the websites and organizations that Ray McGovern's a part of. We're going to go back to him here in just a moment. If you want to support what we're doing, you believe in what we're doing, you need to go to InfoWars.com and the online video and bookstore. You need to order some of the videos, the DVDs, the books. We're expanding the books and videos we carry. Quite a video and bookstore there now online, and it'll wake you up. It'll help further educate you on all the details so you can go out and talk to others, and you can make copies of my films for nonprofit educational purposes to pass them out to people. It's been very, very effective. So please keep it up. Be sure and go to InfoWars.com and get some of the videos and books today. Or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions and take your order over the phone if you'd like to do it that way. 1-888-253-3139. And all of my audio interviews, almost all of them, the best ones are up there, the vast majority. All of 14 of my films, a bunch of other films, my weekly TV show here in Austin, video interviews in studio with in-studio guests, it's all online at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. A month is $5.95. A year, you get 3 months free when you sign up for a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv, and that helps us continue on. We now have, four webmasters, three video editors, and a bunch of other people. We're really expanding because we're reaching a larger and larger audience, getting the word out to more people, but we also need your support in this fight. You know, if you go to InfoWars.com, you can read Ray's bio. The chief analyst there in Ronald Reagan's office, and then of course in George Bush Senior's office. He's a Vietnam veteran. His CIA Credentials include sharing national intelligence estimates and preparation for President's Day brief. And it goes on and on, expert on Russian activities. It's just amazing, the research and the things he's done for this country. I mean, he's a cold warrior, and he's also a graduate of the Harvard Business School, Advanced Management. He has a degree in Russian studies from Fordham University and a certificate in theological studies from Georgetown University. And I can't keep reading. I mean, there's about 10 other paragraphs that I just don't have time to read. I mean, he is an expert's expert, but he's the first to tell you that a real expert says they don't know everything. I've interviewed him for a film I'm about to release. And, you know, he makes that point that Bush and the neocons claim they know everything, but then when all their analysts, all of them, tell them, no, this isn't going to work in Iraq, they say, shut up, and then they manufacture their own office to put out false intelligence. Ray, before we go any further, any key websites or organizations we should know about or visit?
Well, I'd suggest that TomPaine.com, that's TomPaine.com, and TruthHouse.com, and commondreams.org. Those are the three that I very often post my writings on. I've almost given up giving my writings to the print media because only a couple of the papers will print them, and posting them gets them up right away, and the readership turns out to be in the several tens of thousands. So
it's a lot more than that, sir. I mean, we post your articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we get millions of visitors per site a week now. It's insane. Doesn't that worry the old line establishment that's trying to propagandize? It was in the news last week. Bush spent $1.6 billion for fake newscasts and paid off reporters. Here's an example. Tommy Franks is saying the UAE deal is wonderful. Whether it is or not, he's claiming that he's saying this is an independent person, but he's getting $450,000 a year from the Bush administration and trying to hide that.
Yeah, it's really pretty shameless, isn't it? I mean, it's almost ludicrous. I mean, it would be funny if it weren't so serious. But, you know, they are scared of us. And witness what happened last year, last spring, on May 1st, the London Times of all papers, not a far out radical rag by any stretch, published the minutes of a meeting that Tony Blair held with his principal national security advisors on the 23rd of July.
The infamous White House memo that makes Downing Street look tame.
Yeah, well, these are the Downing Street ones that I'm referring to here, the White House as well, but in that memo that was revealed dating back from July 2002, the head of British intelligence says, Tony, I've just come back from talking with George Tenet. He tells me three important things. Number one, there's going to be a war. The president has decided on that war for regime change in Iraq. Number two, they're going to, quote, justify, end quote, this war by the conjunction of weapons of mass destruction and terrorism. The translation from the British there would be, we're going to say the Iraqis have all manner of weapons of mass destruction, and they're likely to give them to terrorists. And then number three, and this is the crowning jewel here for intelligence analysts, number three, the intelligence and the facts are being fixed around the policy. Now, that is 3 months before there is any intelligence estimate. There was only an intelligence estimate when Congress required one before voting for war.
And then that was fixed. That's now
right.
Good.
And it was 3 months before, or 2 months before Congress was even asked about approving a war.
And so, now we learn right around the same time on the eve of the war, as they're building up for it, the new White House memo, and the White House hasn't denied it, where they're talking about painting planes up like UN planes to get them shot down, or, quote, we'll have a defector say that he saw WMDs. Now, that's clearly they're saying they're going to fake it because they're saying, oh, we'll just say a defector saw this. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah. Well, that, too, is documentary. The British have that. It is the 31st of January. In other words, a month and a half before Colin Powell went on with his bogus speech about all these weapons of mass destruction. You know what the problem is, Alex, as I see it? There's so many indignities piled up upon indignities that it's hard to keep up, and
no, you're right.
Becomes a little bit inured, a little bit shell-shocked, and it's hard to say,
overload.
Well, this beyond the pale.
Well, I call it, that's what I call it, is an orgy of evidence, but you were trying to make a point before the break, interrupted you, and then I want to go through this. We're talking about this the Führer principle that you spoke of in German, where they're actually declaring the opposite of what our country was founded on, what the Constitution says, and they say the Constitution says Bush is above the law. And I want to just repeat this briefly. He's not just saying he's above the law on torture. You're right, it started there. Now he's saying you don't pass the Patriot Act, I'll enforce it without a law, domestically. Mm-hmm. He says you're not going to overthrow Posse Comitatus, I'll just use military on the streets. You're not going to, you're saying it's illegal for me to give contracts to my friends, I'll do it. I mean, it's a host. This is dictatorship. Please go over that for us.
Yeah, well, let me pick up Posse Comitatus first. That, of course, is the law that forbids the use of the U.S. Army troops for internal police functions in this country. Now, that is really scary because, as I've observed this administration, not only have the top ranks of the intelligence community been politicized and corrupted, but so has the Army. I mean, you look at these folks. To get a star, you have to make so many compromises that after a while, you don't know the truth from the lie. This fellow Kimmett, for example, he was testifying 2 days ago before a major group. And he was saying, you know, the Iraqis are coming along just great, and we're training them up wonderful, and it's going to be just fine.
Delusional.
This is the same guy who is in charge of the troops that tried to take Fallujah the first time in April of 2004. And when he found out that there were two reporters from Al Jazeera inside inside Fallujah, he required, as a condition for the armistice, that the Al Jazeera reporters leave. He would criticize one of them by name, and 2 days later, we know from other British documents, Bush wanted to bomb Al Jazeera headquarters in the Middle East, and only Blair successfully dissuaded him from doing that. Now, this is the kind of crew that you're working with.
Well, that's lawless. Bomb an ally.
It is, and what you have here is a military establishment that is really goose-stepping around, saluting the president, and saying whatever the president wants to hear. When congressmen go out to Iraq and they say, do you have enough troops? The colonels, the majors, some of the generals say, look at us. No, we're spread very thin. We don't have enough troops to do the job. They go home, testify before Congress with McNamara. Now, isn't that a Freudian slip? With Rumsfeld sitting right behind them. And they say, oh, yeah, we have plenty of troops. We don't need any more troops. So they've kind of prostituted themselves. And why do I mention this? I mention this because as I look at the top Pentagon brass, I have to conclude that unlike my days as a U.S. Army officer, unlike my days, those folks have been so politicized that if the president told them to go ahead and exercise police functions within our country, they would salute and they would do it, and that's really scary.
Well, I'm sure you heard about that big conservative conference a few weeks ago in Viet Dinh, one of the authors of the Patriot Act, number two under Ashcroft, in the old administration a few years ago. He said, yeah, the president, and I've got the quotes, it needs to be above the law to keep us safe. And then Bob Barr basically got booed off the stage when he said, no, that's not what America is about. I mean, a lot of these neocons want a Nazi Germany. They want to be little toadies of a dictator.
Yeah. Well, Cheney said the same thing, of course, you know, when this eavesdropping came up. He said, in times of war, the president does not need to be constrained by any law. And, you know, getting back to, you know, when it all started, and we should have been onto it then. Some of us were, but the press certainly wasn't. After 9/11, the president wanted to, quote, take the gloves off, okay, end quote. Even Rumsfeld remonstrated and said 2 days, on the day after 9/11, he said, well, now, Mr. President, you know, that goes against international law to attack some other country. And the president chewed his rear end off. He said, look, I don't care what the international lawyers say. We're going to kick some ass, quote, end quote, right out of Richard Clark's book, okay? Well, how did that translate into action? The president called George Tenet in, the head of the CIA, and he said, you got some guys that can do the business on these captives that we're getting? And we'll have to conclude that, finish that up. But the short answer simply is that Tenet said, well, let me go look.
And now John Yoo gives speeches in front of the CFR saying we can crush children's genitals in front of their parents.
Yeah, it would be lawful for the president to do that, says John Yoo.
Now, we have the clip. We're not going to play it. Crushing children's testicles. That's what the land of the free, home of the brave does.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. Trivortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Trivortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Trivortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I know we've got loaded phones, and your calls are coming up before this hour ends. I promise. Ray McGovern's been gracious enough to give us the rest of the hour. And this is a short segment. A long segment's coming up. Again, we'll take calls during that segment. Mr. McGovern, you were continuing with, we cannot stress how serious this is. I mean, for the first time since the Civil War, a president is declaring total power, total dictator power in front of everyone, and then openly saying, if there's another big attack, we may set aside the Constitution. His paid mouthpieces, covert mouthpieces now exposed, are out floating this idea. I mean, I've actually got my passports ready. I'm going to stay here, but I may, you know, evacuate my family if something else happens. Let's get right down to brass tacks. And I've talked to you privately. I've even, without me prompting on air, you've gone there. I mean, come on. These terrorist attacks, these wind-up toys. What happened with Mossadegh? How our government carried out terror attacks, to blame it on him. I mean, bottom line, your gut analysis on the current terror attack, 7-7. I even had John Loftus on from the Clinton administration, high-level anti-terror, and the FBI. And he said, Alex, I can't say it's not MI6. It looks like it is because of the SWAT guy. Can you comment on government-sponsored terror?
Well, yeah, only to say, Alex, that terrorism is in the eye of the beholder, you know. We're talking about 1.3 billion Muslims in the world, and most of them watching on TV programs like Al Jazeera and others that are showing real live footage of not only Abu Ghraib, but
dead toddlers with their intestines hanging out every day.
Yeah, and you know what they're showing are attacks by helicopter gunships built in the U.S., manned by the Israelis, attacking the West Bank. Tanks rolling into the West Bank. We're talking about bulldozers, Caterpillar bulldozers made in Illinois, crushing Palestinian homes. That's what they see. Now, it's not manufactured. It's not a Hollywood set. It's what's happening.
Certainly there's some real organic terrorism, but I'm talking about, I mean, you've openly said before you're not buying the official story, and it's suspicious, and you've mentioned Ray McGovern's book. Well, Ray McGovern now has gone public and said it's conclusive. It was a government op.
Well, what I'm saying about government-supported terrorism is this, that, you know, we all need to take five steps back, Alex. You know, when the president tells us, you know, why do they hate us? You know, it's they hate our democracy or they hate our freedom, you know. You know, if you believe that, then I've got a bridge up there in Brooklyn that I'd very much like to sell you. I mean, it's not that at all. They hate our policies. They really hate our policies. And what our policies have done have been to impoverish and to oppress a goodly segment of the Muslim world. Now, terrorism is like malaria. And I think I may have said this before in your show, but it bears repeating. The way you eliminate malaria, of course, is you find out where the mosquitoes are breeding, and you find that swamp, and immediately you station sharpshooters around that swamp, and you try to shoot as many mosquitoes as they leave the swamp, right? Well, of course not. Of course not. What you do is you drain the swamp, okay?
Instead, they flooded and created a swamp much bigger
exactly.
than it was before.
Exactly. What you need to do is drain the swamp of the grievances, the legitimate ones, that many of the Muslim people
but
have.
The Pentagon's own plan, P2OG, says they actually want to stir them up.
Well, they certainly have succeeded in that. But, you know, if we're talking about preventing terrorism from coming here to these shores again, or preventing terrorism from endangering our friend Israel, well, before we invaded Iraq, there were no terrorists in Iraq. There was a couple of old, aging guys that Saddam Hussein gave refuge to, but the only other terrorism he was doing, and I don't excuse this by any shot, he was giving money to the families of suicide bombers in Palestine. Now, that's, as I say, not to be condoned, but now look at Iraq. Now look at Iraq. How many suicide bombings were there in Iraq before we invaded Iraq?
Well, Ray, what I'm trying
Zero.
To get to is last time
Zero.
You were on, and now there's thousands, but I mean, just a few months ago I had you on, without even prompting, you said, the whole 9/11 thing, you know, very, very suspicious. This whole thing stinks to high heaven, a great pretext. I mean, what's your take on that?
Well, there are a host of unanswered questions having to do with 9/11, and they stink for lack of answers. Why are there no answers? Because our government will not answer the questions. Why was it, for example, that the President of the United States is down there in Sarasota at this elementary school? The whole world knows exactly where he is. He's on live TV, okay? And this terrible thing happens up in New York. The Secret Service agent says, we're out of here. And he's not. He stays around for 23 minutes reading My Pet Goat. How did that happen? Who countermanded that order?
Who called Mayor Willie Brown and told him not to fly?
Yeah, so...
Ray, stay there. I want to get more into this Fuhrer principle and then into the upcoming Iran situation, what you think's going to happen, and take calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Going back to Ray McGovern, top CIA analyst, a morning briefer for people like George H.W. Bush. Exposing the manifest lies, the manufacturing of intelligence. It's admitted in the same crews using the same lies. Again, almost the exact same words. In fact, you can go look at documents. People have done this and compare it. It's just paragraphs lifted and names have been changed. Ray McGovern, I want to get into Iran and then take some calls. We're going to take your calls here in a few minutes. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Ray McGovern, I want you to look into your crystal ball. I mean, you are a high-level analyst. This is what you've studied. You've studied the Middle East as well. You've talked to a lot of other analysts. You're part of a group of veteran analysts that are looking at this. They're saying we've got to go into Iran, but the assessments say that it's 10 years till they could get an A-bomb. If they were left alone, were able to buy all the equipment and the centrifuges, it's a total fraud, but they keep using the word atomic, nuclear, removing the seals. Yeah, it's a peaceful facility. But just domestically, everything we see happening, what do you see happening with these neocons? I mean, even if Hillary gets in, she says she's for the exact same policies, maybe even more hawkish, if that's possible. I mean, look in your crystal ball, and we know you may not be right 6 months from now, but you've been right in the past. We just want to get what you think's going to happen and then what we can do to hopefully stop what you think's going to happen if it's bad.
Well, first to comment on Hillary, she's just trying to appear more manly than the next man on the block, and that's a despicable kind of attitude to have. The business about Iran is very troubling because, as you say, Alex, if you look at the build-up to the war in Iraq, well, it's almost like they're using the same sentences and just substituting, you know, doing a universal substitution, put in Iran where we used to say Iraq. Iran is the next on the target of the PNAC documents. These are the Project for the New American Century documents that are really the ideological visionary justification, if you want to put it that way, for these kinds of wars. And would it be a crazy thing to do? It would indeed be a crazy thing to do. But these are the folks that were widely known in the 80s, where they were kept at middle levels in the Pentagon under the Reagan administration. They were widely known as, quote, the crazies, end quote. You come in on a Monday morning and your friend would say, guess what the crazies did on Friday late? And you'd say, oh, God, what? And you'd know exactly who they were alluding to, Richard Perle and Paul Wolfowitz, that whole crew, and they're still around behind the scenes.
These guys are like caricatures of villains from James Bond movies. I mean, I read a Washington Post account a few years ago of Perle at dinner parties and people walking away from him. He's walking around saying, literally, I'm powerful. I may attack North Korea. Do you realize how powerful I am? And women were just going, ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine a full-grown man walking around saying he's powerful, I can attack people.
Right.
So it sounds like a complete wimp.
It speaks of arrested development of some kind or other. He's the same one that said, you know, if we go ahead and attack these countries, our children will sing hymns in our honor. Can you imagine? Let me, before we get too far into this, Alex, let me give some rays of hope here, because I think that what we can expect is that what we call patriotic truth tellers and what others call leakers are really going to come out this time. Look at the people who didn't speak out in time. Paul Pillar, who just spoke out now. Richard Clark, Paul O'Neill, Wilkerson, who used to work for Powell. All those people knew that this was a phony war against Iraq, and they didn't speak out when they could have
prevented
it. Wilkerson
has said that they all knew it was a lie, that he lied, he apologized, he said, we lied to you, it was a fraud.
Yeah, right. It'd be nice if he told us then, right? Well, what's different this time is that there are enough people that have been sensitized to the incredible damage that can happen if they keep silent, that they're coming out. And so that's why we know that the latest national intelligence estimate, for example, says that Iran could not have a nuclear weapon for 10 years. Now, if that's the case, who's going to bless a war against Iran on the supposition that they're an immediate threat to us? These folks are coming out from woodwork. They're telling us about renderings, about prisons abroad, about torture, about eavesdropping. It's a fair game on the administration. And
let's talk about these black, finish up, but then these black world sites, because the torture we know of is the tip of the iceberg. But tell us more about what you see happening then, because as you said, they're crazy. They're probably going to go ahead with Israel. They're talking to Turkey and Georgia about using them. They're talking about attacking them any time now. Do you think that's false?
Well, what's really dangerous here is that they would resort to nuclear weapons, these so-called mini nukes, to take out the Iranian nuclear facility.
Super bunker busters.
Yeah. Now that, you know, this crew is so irresponsible that they don't seem to know the difference between nuclear weapons and conventional weapons. And we know enough about the Pentagon plans to know that they've been sort of melded together. And so nuclear weapons are just pack a little bit more punch in their view.
By the way, hitting, I've read some assessments on it, hitting uranium enrichment facilities will create giant dirty bombs. And if one of these mini nukes was to actually detonate and have its main fusion react, they're now reporting, with these uranium stockpiles, it could do something really nasty.
Yeah, of course, they use that as a justification for doing it now rather than later, you know, before things will go critical. But just, you know, if you take two steps back, this would get us into real deep trouble with the Soviet Union, with Russia, with China, with India, with all the other people who are interested in a stable Iran from which they can get oil. It's not going to be a piece of cake. It's not going to be a cakewalk. It will require U.S. troops. You know, what you have is a bunch of blue-suited generals with stars on their lapels saying, Mr. President, we can just, send these cruise missiles and these bombers and we can do the job from the air and not one guy needs to be killed. Well,
but you were an analyst on these very subjects.
And I was also an infantry officer, and I know that the infantry, as you can see in Iraq, if you're going to do the job, you need the infantry to do it.
Well, they're already bivouacked in their citadels and their keeps and their fortresses. They're already in civil war.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's 65 million people versus 22 million people in Iran, the Iranians haven't been under 14 years or 12 years at the time of sanctions. They haven't. They've got more sophisticated weapon systems. Can you speak to what Iran may do if they're now saying 200 sites are hit? I mean, will the neocons get on air and go, it's unbelievable, they're firing back at us, how dare them?
Sure. Well, Yogi Berra warned, that predictions are very difficult, especially about the future. That's supposed to be some.
But the Iranians are saying they're going to strike back all over the place.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to get a laugh there, Alex, but...
Well, it is funny, yeah.
Yeah, well, but you're right. They have all kinds of capabilities that the Iraqis lacked. They have a standing army. They could send four divisions into Iraq right now without 2 weeks' warning. They could close the Gulf, cut off the oil supply from the
They Persian almost Gulf. Took Iraq whenever it was had a huge military we built up.
Yeah, right. And if we didn't help Iraq in that, they well might have done that. So they have all kinds of capabilities that the Iraqis lacked. It would be bedlam. And I hope that enough people are around that can say to the president, look, Mr. President, don't listen to this small circle of neocons that got you into Iraq. Listen to us. But you know what the problem is? The president's circle is even narrower than it was before. Not even Colin Powell, say what we will about him.
But now you're giving us rays of sunshine. What about, as you started out with, rays of gloom and doom?
Well,
I mean, if these guys are nuts and the Iranians have all these cruise missiles, sunburn missiles, and even some French missiles, start blowing up ships, I think the neocons know that the American people, when we feel like we're losing, will suddenly get involved with the war. Then a convenient bomb goes off here in the U.S. Whoever releases it, we know will do it. And then we've got national conscription, which is set up. I think they're trying to get us into a fight where we start losing, and then we gear up, and then they can be the kings of World War III.
Now, that really sounds crazy, but I can't rule that out, Alex. In other words, if you look at what these folks have already done with respect to Iraq, it's quite possible that is their general plan. It's quite possible that the president is sort of informed about these things after the fact, as he was about this port business, selling him to the UAE. The president really isn't in the mix here. It's Rumsfeld and Cheney running the whole show. And what's absent is the equivalent of Llewellyn Thompson. Now, most people are too young to remember him, but he was the ambassador to Russia, to the Soviet Union, for a long period of time before President Kennedy came in. And President Kennedy had such respect for him that he insisted that Thompson be present at all the deliberations of what to do when the Russians brought the missiles into Cuba. And when everybody else was about to start a nuclear war, Curtis LeMay and company, you know what Llewellyn Thompson said? I disagree, Mr. President. I disagree. I think Khrushchev's got himself into a bind. I have a suggestion as to how we can let him down softly.
And by the way, LeMay was now admitted to be a psychopath.
Well, that was clear even then. Now he admits it. Huh? But the point is that there's no Llewellyn Thompson around now. If there is, he would not be led anywhere near the president. And so what we have to do, and I think it's within our power, Alex, we have to descend upon our representatives and our senators and say, look, this is crazy. This is really crazy. We have to move before this terrible war gets expanded into Iran and make sure that our voice is heard. We need to get out on the third anniversary of the starting of this first feckless war and make sure people realize that not all Americans, not all Americans support
this. Well, you bring up the point about Bush. He admittedly works out 2 hours a day, takes 3-hour naps. I feel like I have a responsibility being on all these AM and FM stations and internet and shortwave to where I literally sleep about 4 or 5 hours a night. I know my whole family, my whole country, my whole future, my destiny is about to be destroyed. Personally, I know what we're facing. Bush is about to start World War III, and he's just hanging out and listening to music and riding his bicycle. And I know you're working long hours every day, not even getting paid for it now, Ray. You know, not even pitching a book. I wish you were. I'd be selling it. You know, here you are working long hours because you feel a responsibility. And then I find out these neocons, it's not just Bush that doesn't work. They're out playing golf and with their mistresses and in their $50 million houses. They're just a bunch of nuts.
Well,
I was about to start World War III, I'd be working 20 hours a day to make sure I did it right. My point is, they're just, like you said, a bunch of perfume, soft little political generals just laughing and giggling while our troops are being blown to pieces.
Yeah, they've never known war. They've never known actual service in the armed forces. Only Rumsfeld served during peacetime and in the Navy. Most important, I think, Alex, is that they've never been held accountable. They've always been bailed out by their daddies or their mommies. They've never had to be responsible. And so, what we need to do is exercise our rights while we still have them, get out there, exercise our First Amendment rights, protest against violations of our Fourth Amendment rights by eavesdropping.
Well, I agree with you, because Bush told his biographer in 99 that if he was a war president, no one could question him domestically. And I believe that America is a bigger target of these neocons than Iran and Syria and Iraq was. I believe that more of this policy is about domestically being able to steal the pension funds and run their scams and war profiteer. What do you say?
Well, it's, the evidence is abundant that you're on the right track there. You can see this selfishness, this greed motive behind a whole bunch of things, including the port deal with the UAE. Who's profiting from these things?
Well, we know that two administration officials, the head of over half their global operations for Europe and Latin America, he is going to be the head of the Maritime Administration.
Right.
So that's the story, but Limbaugh and all the rest of these phony conservatives are out saying it's a big commie lie.
Well, you know, one of the main aspects of fascism is when you have the leading corporations, the most powerful corporations, identified very closely with the government in charge. And I'm afraid we have to be very, very careful now that we don't tread any farther down that path.
Yeah, I mean, even if UAE is okay and the port thing isn't a problem, I mean, let's just acquiesce and say that. I don't agree with that, but let's just, for argument's sake, regardless, I looked at the federal laws. They didn't do the 45-day review. That's a federal, serious federal crime. And then at the same time, it's illegal, according to the documents I've seen, to have doing deals with people and then making their executives the heads of security.
Yeah, well, they've changed all that in this administration. If they haven't changed the regulations, they've just ignored them. And as we all know, the president,
Bush says he's above the law.
Yeah, and unless we challenge him on that, you know, we talked about the framers of our Constitution before. You know, when they finished up, you know, these tireless months of working out this great, great text, and they had every reason to be really pleased, and somebody said, okay, well, finally, let's break out the champagne. Somebody spoke up and said, nope, not yet, not yet. We left one thing out. I said, what's that? Well, human nature being such, it's inevitable that somewhere down the line, some president is going to think that he can act like a king. And so we have to craft some language into this basic document now, not later, now, before the champagne, to find an orderly process that can be followed when that happens, so that you don't get an insurrection.
Well, our entire form of government is about separation of powers at the state and federal level, mm-hmm. and the three branches. And, yeah. and Ray, we're about to go to some calls here in our final minutes, Russell and Ken and others that are holding. But
that process is called impeachment. And it was an orderly process left to us, and that's what we should be following now. And I have some hope that this will take shape in the next couple of months.
Well, I'm sorry for cutting you off there. I didn't know you were finishing up.
No, that's okay.
Yes, that is one of the remedies, is impeachment for this would-be dictator. But I want to get, you know, the quote from you for the headline here. Bottom line, do you agree with the statement that Bush and his controllers are attempting to perfect a classical dictatorship here in the United States?
The evidence supports that view very, very much. The difference is, Alex, that you and I can still talk like this, and unless we continue to talk like this very loud and persuade some of our fellow Americans to do the same, that will be the inevitable conclusion.
Well, Ray, I'm not a cowardly person, but I love my family, and I've never been like this. And I mean, I've had people, you know, four guys meet me in a parking lot and start pounding on me saying shut up before, and it didn't intimidate me. But I'm waking up at 2 a.m. in a cold sweat. I mean, I feel something, not just the evidence, I feel it in my bones. Do you feel that we are in just the greatest peril ever?
I've not known the like of it in my 43 years of watching things closely here in Washington, but I have a basic trust in the American people. I think that there is time for us all to wake up, exercise our rights, and reverse this business. What we didn't mention so far is the most hopeful thing, and his name is Patrick Fitzgerald, and we're going to hear from him in the next week or two, and my hunch is that he's going to help us turn this thing around.
You think so? All right, callers, be patient. We'll take a few of your calls. I'm very patient coming up in this next segment. So, Ray, you agree then that right now we are in imminent peril of going into a full-bore fascist police state?
Unless the Congress starts to wake up and act like the statesmen that our constitutional people who wrote our Constitution anticipated, because the president said he can obey laws or disregard them, and unless the Congress and the Supreme Court hold them to the Constitution.
Did you hear about that Republican memo about how they need another terror attack or they're in trouble?
I've heard about some. Is this something very recent?
Yes.
I hadn't heard about anything new.
Stay there, Ray McGovern. It's a great honor to have you with us, a great mind. Your calls are straight ahead on the other side of this quick break.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Said that Red McGovern doesn't sell any books or videos, though he should, to get his word out. He did for free contribute to the book Neocon and Neocon Again, and these are our newest offerings here. Neocon Again is just a hardbound, beautiful book full of photos and documents, and it's an easy read, even though it is, how many pages is this? It's just shy of 900. It's 857 pages long, but it's chapters, okay? So you just read a chapter every day, and in a couple of weeks, you've got all these analysts, all these experts, all these documents, articles written by Ray McGovern. We're carrying both Neocon and Neocon Again, and when you get both books at InfoWars.com, you get a discount, or you can buy them individually. One of the books, almost 900 pages long, available at InfoWars.com via the online video and bookstore. Mr. McGovern, you've been gracious enough to spend this time with us. You're going to do 5 more minutes in the next hour, so we can take a few of these calls. Russell in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Ray. Alex, thank you for taking my call, and I want to thank both of you gentlemen for standing up to the truth and speaking out, because without men like you, I'm assured we'd already be in chains. Alex, I have 2 questions for Ray, and I'd also like you to comment, and I'll ask them and listen off the air.
Okay, go ahead.
Ray, you've participated in many great documentaries, including some of Alex's, highlighting the neocon PNAC strategies surrounding the Iraq war and the false flag war on terror. But I'm still not 100% sure where you stand on 9/11. And Alex kind of stole some of my thunder asking you a question before, but do you believe 9/11 was allowed to happen, or was it a high-level compartmentalized military-industrial complex Reichstag fire meant to bring about PNAC's vision of a new world order?
Sure, that's one question. What's the next?
Second question is, since we're fighting an information war, other than waking people up, Ray, what do you think our major solutions are to winning this thing?
Okay, thanks for the call, Ray.
On number one, 9/11, I have 2 minds on this. One is that all these unanswered questions raise great suspicions in my mind, and every lie that Dick Cheney tells makes it very much easier for me to believe that Dick Cheney, for example, knew something about what was happening, and that accounts for his rather bizarre behavior that day. On the other hand, as I look at all the people who would have to be clued in on this, the more extreme theories leave me unpersuaded.
Let me just throw this out there, Ray. I mean, here's just one of 500-plus points we've made on this subject. The dean of the Defense Language School went public and said the government did it. They spun it in the media that he meant it was their fault. No, he said they did it. And why? I called him on the phone. He said, I can't come on air. His wife was yelling in the background because he was forced to train some of the hijackers in spy training. I mean, come on. The hijackers are trained at Pensacola Naval Air Station. The embassy heads are told to let them back in. They're part of an anti-terror op. I mean, they clearly were getting U.S. government training, sir.
Well, we know that they got U.S. government training way back when the Afghanistan war was going big, hot and heavy. What I'm suggesting is this, that there certainly is a cover-up. There's no doubt about the cover-up.
But you say...
question is, what is being covered up? And people who have worked in government even longer than I have told me, never underestimate the ability for government functionaries to be incompetent. Now, I grant you that it requires a baffling amount of incompetence to have missed all these leads and then had the fighters stand down and everything else. But against that, I just can't wrap myself around the notion that hundreds and hundreds of Americans would know that this was a put-up job. And
well,
not one,
when I say
not
the government, I don't even mean the government. I mean private compartmentalized corporations being contracted.
Yeah, well, again, for me, maybe it's just because I haven't been able to look in it so closely myself, but I think the books that David Ray Griffin has written are the best ones out on this, and they leave all kinds of questions in my mind. I'm just not prepared to say...
I understand. You're staying focused on the war and the fraud there. and not opening yourself up on getting into this deeper. We'll be right back. Take a few final calls. Stay with us. Back in 70 seconds. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.